The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
Okay, so have you ever felt like, you know, you put your heart and soul into these amazing tour itineraries, you're getting incredible reviews, but it's like you're shouting into the void on those typical travel sites?
Yeah.
Like, anybody else feel that frustration?
For sure.
Well, get ready, because today we are diving into how tour operators, you guys, can unlock this secret weapon, especially for reaching those corporate clients. Those big fish. We're talking about LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn.
Time to ditch those my cousin made my website vibes and actually become the go-to experts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so many tour operators just think, oh, LinkedIn, that's where I upload my resume, you know? Yep. But it's a gold mine. Like, we're not just talking about random travelers here, but people making decisions, leaders in their industries, people who can make big things happen.
That's what I'm talking about, those decision makers.
Yeah.
And that's actually perfect because this deep dive material we got really focuses on that thought leadership concept.
Yes.
I'll be honest. At first, I was like, ugh, corporate jargon. But the examples they give really click.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's really just like showing you know your stuff without that whole cheesy sales pitch, you know? So like, let's say you're sharing your insights on, I don't know, those post-pandemic travel trends everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
But you're doing it through your unique lens as a tour operator.
Yeah.
It's not bragging. You're giving something of value right off the bat.
Exactly. Okay, so I'm a tour operator. I'm looking at my LinkedIn profile right now, and it just says, tour operator. Boring.
Right, exactly.
Give me an example. What should I actually put there?
Okay, so instead of just tour operator, how about something like creating unforgettable corporate retreats and incentive travel in Southeast Asia?
Ooh, I like that.
It's specific.
It is.
It's interesting, and it tells people exactly what you do, who you serve.
That would actually make me stop scrolling. Now, speaking of those corporate clients, that's something that really stood out to me in these materials. Because I don't know about you, but when I think tours, I'm thinking backpackers, family vacations. Corporate doesn't immediately spring to mind. What's so great about that niche?
You're right. A lot of operators miss out on this.
Oh.
But think about it. Team building retreats, those incentive trips companies reward their top performers with, executive getaways, these all need experienced partners, right?
Right.
And they often have bigger budgets.
Oh, for sure.
So where do they go to find those partners? LinkedIn.
Makes sense.
Instead of just hoping the right people stumble across your profile, you can use LinkedIn's advanced search to put your tours right in front of, say, HR managers in specific industries who, you know, are actively planning these events.
It's so much more strategic.
Oh.
Like, you're not just casting a wide net, you're going right to the source.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm starting to see the potential here, but let's change gears a bit.
Yeah.
The material also talks about these partnerships, and that one really got me thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not just about finding clients, right? It's about these win-win situations.
Absolutely. Partnerships can be game changers. Like, you're building those relationships that benefit everyone involved, you know?
Give me an example in the tour world. What does that look like?
Okay, so picture this. You've got a food tour partnering up with local chefs, or a hiking tour collaborating with, I don't know, an outdoor gear company.
Right.
You're not only tapping into each other's audiences, but you're also making your offerings even better, building that credibility.
Totally. It's like you're not just another tour company. You're part of this network that people trust.
Exactly. And remember that thought leadership thing we were talking about earlier? That plays a huge role here, too. When you're seen as the expert, people want to partner with you.
Makes sense. You bring something valuable to the table.
You got it.
Okay. So we've talked about expert content, targeted connections, building those strategic partnerships. But now let's talk about the thing nobody really wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Ads.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I always get a little skeptical.
Yeah.
You know, is LinkedIn advertising really worth it for tour operators?
Yeah.
Especially if you're not some huge company.
Yeah, it can be. The key is really like laser focus.
Okay.
It's not like those other social media platforms where you're just trying to get everyone's attention. With LinkedIn, you can get like incredibly specific with who you're trying to reach. Think about it. job titles,
mm-hmm.
industries, even how big their company is, you can target that.
Okay, so it's less about just throwing money out there and hoping something sticks.
Right.
It's about strategically getting your tours in front of the right people.
Exactly, exactly. And this might sound a little, I don't know, Big Brother-ish, but the material actually talks about retargeting on LinkedIn.
Oh, interesting.
So say someone's on your website. Maybe they even downloaded that awesome ebook you made.
Oh, right.
But they haven't actually booked a tour yet.
Yeah.
With retargeting, you can kind of like gently remind them that you exist.
I like that. A gentle nudge.
Exactly. With ads that show your best stuff, the things they'd be most interested in.
It's like that little reminder.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that awesome trip you were thinking about? We can make that happen.
There you go.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, actually. But let's move on to the other, like, big one here, content creation.
Oh, yeah.
And I can already hear, like, the collective groan of tour operators everywhere, you know, because it's constant.
It never ends.
It never ends. It's the content beast.
Right.
But the good news is it doesn't always have to be this big, huge production, right? We're not talking about these super long blog posts every single day or professionally produced videos.
Yeah.
Like, those have their place, but sometimes you just need those quick wins, those little things that keep people engaged without needing, like, a whole team of people, you know?
Exactly.
What else did the material suggest?
I really liked the idea of giving those little behind-the-scenes glimpses into your tours.
Ooh, yeah.
And you don't even need fancy cameras or anything. Just a quick smartphone video. Maybe you're setting up for a special dinner.
Right, right.
Or an amazing photo of some hidden gem you found on a recent trip. Those real, authentic moments, they work.
Oh, they totally do. Way more than something that feels too polished and overdone.
Exactly, exactly. And speaking of authenticity, you know it's gold.
What?
Customer testimonials.
Oh, yes, yes.
Especially videos. Those are amazing for building trust.
It's that social proof, right?
Yeah.
People want to see that others have loved their experience.
Exactly. And here's something I thought was clever. They talked about interactive content on LinkedIn, which honestly, I feel like a lot of tour operators aren't utilizing.
It's easy to fall into that trap of just posting and hoping.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But how do we actually make it engaging?
Okay, so think about polls. Ask people about their dream destinations, right? Mm-hmm. Or quizzes about their travel style. Maybe you could even do a live Q&A where you're giving packing tips.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right. Yeah. These things, they not only make your content fun, but they tell you what your audience actually wants.
It's not just about vanity metrics.
Exactly.
Like, it's about actual conversations, relationships.
Oh, I love that. I love
that. Me too. But let's shift gears slightly. Let's talk about what I call the, like, secret sauce. You know, with all these tour operators out there, how do you actually stand out on LinkedIn? How do you differentiate yourself?
That's such a good question. And this is where it becomes so important to really nail down your unique value proposition. You know, what is it that makes you you? What problem are you solving that no one else is? The material used a great example. There was this profile headline, creating unforgettable corporate retreats and incentive travel in Southeast Asia.
Okay, it's specific.
It is.
Tells you exactly what they do.
And who they serve, yes.
Okay, I am sold. Time to update my headline.
Do it.
But let's talk about another big one here on LinkedIn, and that's influencers. This is where I personally get a little intimidated, I'll be honest. How do you even approach influencers on LinkedIn? It's not like Instagram where you can just slide into the DMs, right?
Yeah, it's definitely different. And I actually think that's a good thing. LinkedIn's all about genuine connections, right? Providing value. So forget about that whole mass messaging thing, hoping for the best. This source really emphasized building those relationships organically. So start by actually engaging with their content.
Okay.
Leave thoughtful comments, share their posts, participate in the conversations they're a part of.
So basically be a good LinkedIn citizen before you come asking for stuff.
Exactly, exactly. And when you do reach out, make it about them, not you. What can you offer them? Maybe you have some awesome content their audience would love, or you've got a collaboration idea that benefits both of you.
Instead of just being like, hey, promote my company.
Right.
It's more like, hey, I see what you're doing. I think we could do something really cool together that actually helps both of our audiences.
Yes, 100%. And remember, influencers are busy people, so when you pitch something, make it clear. Keep it short.
Right.
And clearly show how you both benefit. Don't be afraid to talk about your own expertise and what you bring to the table, but frame it in a way that helps them and their audience too.
It's about the relationship, not just the transaction, right?
100%. It's got to feel good, you know? And honestly, you don't always need those big names with millions of followers.
Right.
A smaller audience, but one that's like really engaged and actually fits your niche.
They're the ones who are going to book those tours.
Exactly.
So again, it's quality over quantity.
Yes. Yes. It's about finding your people, you know?
It is. Building that community.
Right. It's about community, not just another marketing campaign, you know?
I love that.
And think about it. When you're really passionate about what you do and you're connecting with those right people, it doesn't even feel like work, you know? It's fun sharing that knowledge, building those relationships.
It's like a ripple effect, that passion, instead of just buy my tour.
Yes, exactly. And who knows, maybe you'll even inspire some future tour operators to ditch the old ways and try this, you know?
I love it. That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm feeling super inspired after this deep dive.
Me too. Me too.
We went from like lost in the social media world to, okay, I've got a plan. I can use LinkedIn.
Yeah. It's amazing what a little strategy and like just trying something new can do. LinkedIn's, it's full of potential for tour operators if you're willing to put yourself out there.
Totally. So no more excuses, guys. Time to dust off those LinkedIn profiles, try these things out, and let's see those tours book up. And hey, if you have some influencer collaboration success story, let us know, because we'd love to hear those.
Yes, we want to hear it. Until next time.
Happy networking, everybody.